Okay, Chevra. We largely completed Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, so we're going to move on to Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. We'll say it like that. Lamaisa, Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes deals with the halachos of chafifa, which is the way that a woman prepares to go to the mikveh. She has to comb her hair, bathe herself, etc., in preparation for going to the mikvah. These are the halachos of chafifa. The dinim of chafifa appear in our Gemara on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, going over to Samach Vav on the Beis, and they appear also in Bava Kamma on Pei Beis. No, the Gemara Bava Kamma on Pei Beis tells us that Ezra HaSofer instituted 10 takanos. One of those takanos was Shetehei Isha Chofefes V'Tovelas. Now that lashon of the Gemara is a little bit unusual. Shetehei Isha Chofefes V'Tovelas, that a woman has to do a chafifa and then a tevila, because as we know, there is tevila sometimes that men do as well. Right? Now, we might not have so much tevila that men do, me'ikar hadin, but certainly the concept of tevila that men do, me'ikar hadin, does exist. So does a man have the concept of chafifa? And if so, how come the takan of Ezra, ishtei isha, chayfefes v'tovelas? So if you look in the Hagos of the Cheshek Shlomo, as Rav Schechter says, was a super duper genius. He was Rav Shlomo of Vilna, who was one of the people who edited the Vilna Shas, and he spoke in Ashkenazis, as such often in Erevin, or occasionally, I should say, in Erevin, you have the word Pesach spelled with a Samach rather than with a Saf. That's not the way you're supposed to spell Pesach in Erevin. Pesach is a doorway. But Rav Shlomo of Vilna is super genius. He knew all of Shas Baal Peh, Gevada, Gagain. So Rav Shlomo of Vilna has 2 days. One day that Rav Shlomo of Vilna has is that Shetehei Isha Chayfefes V'Tayvelas, is because the halacha is that the sa'ar of a Isha, the sayar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErev of an Isha who is a Nesua, is a Chatzitza, no? As opposed to the sayar of an Ish is not a Chatzitza, right? That appeared in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches Se'if Vav, no? The distinction by an Isha between a Nesua and a Penuya. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, how come you have any dinim about a Penuya? Penuyas are not supposed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Kiva Eger answered, they were talking about a Gioris, right? That when she goes to the mikvah, if she is a single woman, so then the Seyar Beis Ha Shechi Beis Erev is not a Chatzitza. By a man, it's never a Chatzitza. So Zot this Sefer Cheshek Shlomo, that tells me that by a man, there's really no concern of chafifa, no? Because what's the concern of chafifa? On the seyar, beis ha-shechi, beis ha-erva of the ish, there really isn't such a concern. I, the hair on the head. So either we're talking about Hasidish and men who don't have hair in the head, or the hair is somewhat shorter. There's really no concern on the ish with the... There's no need for chafifa on the ish. That's what... Cheshek Shlomo answer number one says. Answer number two of the Cheshek Shlomo is that Lamaisa, the Takana of Ezra was made before the people came up from Bavel. Meaning, the Takana of Ezra was made at the time when men were not yet going to the mikvah. Before there was a real institution of Tevilas Ezra, men were not going to the mikvah on a regular basis, and therefore the din of chafifa was said for women, not for men. The nafkamina between these two approaches would be bizman hazeh, if a man would want to go up to Har HaBayis, and the Rabbanut has all these protocols of how to properly go up to Har HaBayis, no? Including going to the mikvah and doing a chafifa before you go to the mikvah, etc., no? So, does a man have to do a chafifa? According to answer one of the Cheshek Shlomo, so the man really not have to do a chafifa, because the Seyar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErev of the man is not a chafifa type issue, because you're not makbid on it. And the Seyar on your hair apparently isn't long enough for it to be a problem. According to answer number two of the Cheshek Shlomo, so the Takon of Ezra was made at a time when women were really going to the mikvah, before the Tevila of Ezra, the Tevila of Balikarian, really took effect. If that's the case, so then for this tevila, so there really should be chafifa. I don't know what to think about this. It's just an interesting idea as to whether chafifa applies for men and women, or whether chafifa applies only for women. Now, what exactly is chafifa? So there is a machloikas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Shemaya b'shem Rashi. Rabbeinu Shemaya, I think, is supposed to be Tosfos' way of saying machzor vitri b'shem Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam says the chafifa lo shaycha ela b'roish. Chafifa is only on the head, only on the hair of the head. The raya that he brings is the Gemara says, Isha lo tachuf, lo benasar, velo b'choil, that you shouldn't do chafifa with nasar. Nasar is probably lye, L-Y-E, or choil, or others have the girsa ahol. Ahol would be aloe, and chol is like some sort of sand-based shampoo. Don't do chafifa with that, because it will rip out your hair, it will make the hair stick together, stuff like that. Zetman, you see from here, that we're only talking about the hairs of Rabbeinu Tam, and the din of chafifa is formulated only by the hair. However, Rashi disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rashi says that the din of chafifa is b'chol haguf. He quotes in the Gemara in Shabbos, the case of gram mechikas Hashem. A person has Shem Hashem written on their body. So the din is lo yachuf, that you shouldn't do chafifa. So Tai says, lo yachuf. No, that's not the way my text of the Gemara has it. My text of the Gemara says, lo yirchat. But apparently there was another girsa that you shouldn't do a chafifa. And you see from there that chafifa means on the entire body. So it's machlokes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether chafifa is on the entire body or whether chafifa is on only the hair. Tosfos notes at the end that lamaisa, even though it sounds like we really hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, the chafifa is on the hair, nonetheless, the minhag kol hanoshim is lirchatz kol haguf achshav. The minhag of all the women is to do a chafifa of the entire body. And this minhag is a minhag that began very early on. It's a minhag that began at Talmudic times. The Gemara has a line of avdi chasarta, dudi chasarta. How can you not do such a chafifa? You don't have enough servants. How many servants do you have? You don't have enough servants to heat up water, to schlep the water for you. Dudi chasarta. You don't have enough barrels. Why do you need so many barrels, so many servants? Elamai, you're doing a chafifa on the entire body. You're rinsing the entire body. And there's a minhag of noshim, that chafifa is done on the entire body, even though me'ikar hadin, it sounds like we hold like Rashi, that we have like, excuse me, the Rabbeinu Tam, the chafifa is on the entire, is on the hair only. Okay, that's the din. Now, it's worth noting that with, yeah?
Parts of the it's any hair on the body, right?
Ooh, that's the question I want to talk about now. Kasha, within the Rabbeinu Tam, that chafifa is on the hair. What does hair mean? We asked this question within the Shitas HaGa'inim at the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Ches, that hair is ruled. The cheshbon of hair is different than the cheshbon of the body, you know? The Gaon said we're not mishayer the hair together with the body against the Rambam. So we asked, what does hair mean? Does hair mean, let's say, my eyebrows, eyelids, every area where there is hair? Or is hair only the hair on my head? So the same question can be asked here. What does hair mean? If you look in the Prisha Ois Dalet, the Prisha writes, so he thinks this is a machlokas harishonim, what hair means within the Rabbeinu Tam, no? The first shita harishonim is the Ramban. The Ramban is actually cited in the Shach. Shach Os Aleph quotes the Ramban that Ezra ubeistino tiknu shetehei choyfefes b'chol mokom se'ar sheba b'mayim chamim. Any mokom se'ar, you should do a chafifa with hot water. Any mokom se'ar. That sounds like anywhere on the body where there is se'ar, you should do a chafifa. However, the Prisha pointed out, although that's what the Torah quotes in the Ramban, but the Torah himself, earlier on, says that he thinks chafifa is only on the seyar shebereish. Delo shayeh chafifa ella b'seyar shebereish. Chafifa is only the hair on the head. Now, why would chafifa be only on the hair on the head, not the hair of the rest of the body? So lecha oira, the reason should be as follows. Because if chafifa is to comb the hair out, to make sure that there are no knots in the hair. Because like the Gemara says, if you have one hair that's knotted, it's a problem. Three hairs are knotted, not a problem. Two hairs are knotted, a suffix. We want to make sure the hairs are not knotted together. Right? That's really the chatzitza that we're worried about. So knotting of hairs only makes sense when you have a long hair. If you have very short hair, so then it's harder to have the hairs knotted, no? It's just not going to happen. So therefore, it could be that the chafifa is only on the hair of the head, not on the hair of the body. That could be the pshat in the Rabbi Nutam. The Prisha thinks that's what the Tur quotes in the Rabbi Nutam. And then the Prisha says, better, that that's really the pshat in the Rabbi Nutam, kimo shehuva in the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. I think if you read the Tosfos in Bava Kamma carefully, and you contrast it to the Tosfos in Nida, you'll notice something interesting, which is, and the Prishon Ostawa picks up on this, that the Tosfos in Bava Kamma has a raya from our Gemara that the Rabbeinu Tam is correct. Our Gemara in Samach Vav in Nida says, La'ola v'amareva, la'ola milamid amesoch beso shetehe isha madicha beis kimateha b'mayim. That a woman should do hadacha on the beis kimateha. It's la'ola milamid amesoch beso. It sounds like it's not a full-fledged halacha, A. B, it sounds like this hiddur is only on the beis kimateha. Now, what are beis kimateha? Beis kimateha are the areas of your body where there are cracks, where different parts reach other parts, no? And the Rishonim explain what beis kimateha means, like the tachas hadodim shebi isha, the underarms are beis kimateha, no? Those are beis kimateha, the areas with the cracks. Now, beis kimateha have hair on them, no? And what are we saying? That only on the beis kimateha. This is Rabbeinu Tam's raya, no? Rabbeinu Tam's raya is that there's a special din the beis kimateha. You're supposed to be madicha b'mayim. Sounds like the real din of chafifa doesn't apply to the beis kimateha, and the real din of chafifa doesn't apply to other areas that are not beis kimateha. Certainly, it's only a din of beis kimateha. Well, one second. If beis kimateha